Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. Is Margaret available, please?
Yeah, talking to her.
Hi, Margaret. How are you? It's James here calling from MMA Legal. You requested that we give you a call in regards to Scottish Redress Compensation for when you was in care when you was younger. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah.
How are you, Margaret? You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine, thanks. I'm okay.
Good stuff. Okay, so the initial phone call is regarding, I believe you was in childcare services when you were younger, is that right?
Yeah, I was in carers homes.
Okay, no problem at all. So if you was in childcare services before the year 2004, you will qualify for a Scottish redress payment. Now, the compensation on average is around about £45,000 for any sort of abuse that you have sustained over the years. Abuse can range from physical, mental or sexual abuse. What we do, we get a statement from yourself and then we'll get that processed and get it fired over to the solicitors. We'll get a form of ID and a proof of address and also get that package through to the solicitors and they'll get the claim started on your behalf. Is that okay, Margaret?
All right, okay. Yeah.
Is that all right? Brilliant. So what I'm going to do, I'm just going to bring up a claim form now. I'll go through that with myself. Okay. My name's James Thompson. I am your case handler, okay?
Yeah.
Bear me just one moment. I'm just going to bring claim form up now, and we'll go through that. Won't be a second, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so there's a few questions that I'll need to go through with yourself. If the question that I do ask doesn't apply to you, you can just skip it. Okay.
Nothing.
So I've got your details here on system. Margaret Ewing, is that correct?
Yeah,
brilliant stuff. Okay.
But my name was McMillan. My maiden name was McMillan when I was on care.
Okay, no problem at all. So what we'll do, we'll come to that when we get to that stage.
Oh, right.
It'll let us... Okay. I'll change that. Bear with me just one moment. Sorry, I do apologise. I've just got the wrong form up there. It won't be a second. Thank you.
Okay.
It'll literally take around about 5 to 10 minutes maximum. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, Margaret, I've got an email address down here as magse48@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Mags, what did you say there? Sorry. What did
I've got
say?
Your email address as magse48@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right.
No problem at all, that's fine. Okay, best contact number we have for you. Ends in 556, and it's the one I'm ringing you on now. Is that correct?
That's right, yeah.
Brilliant. Okay. Margaret, just confirm your date of birth for me, please.
10-2-58.
10-2-58. We've got the same birthday, me and you.
You have it? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, we have, yeah. The only thing that's different is just the year, but yeah, I'm in February as well. Okay. All right. Brilliant. So in regards to your address, can you just confirm your postcode, please?
It's G13-2EL.
Yes. 2 Echo Lima. And I've got it's Friars Court Avenue in Glasgow. Which number?
48.
Yeah, 48. Perfectly fine. Thank you. Okay, so the next question is, have you ever been known by any other name? So, you have been known by another name, is that correct?
Yeah, that's my maiden name, yeah. McMillan.
What was your...
McMillan.
McMillan?
Yeah.
Is it McMillan?
No, it's McMillan, McMillan.
Yeah, that's fine. No problem at all. Okay. Can you just confirm for me? So I'll go through a series of questions now. And like I said, if it doesn't apply to you, you can skip it, okay? Can you just confirm for me your age, please, Margaret?
I'm 68.
Yep, that's fine. Next question, do you have a terminal illness?
No. Not yet,
okay.
Anyway.
And
I've just
no problem.
Discovered yesterday I've got high blood pressure, apparently. So, yeah.
Oh, right, okay.
I've just discovered
this yesterday.
Have you been placing
tablets for that, have you?
No, not yet.
Have you
just discovered
tablets?
It. No, not yet. Just discovered it yesterday
when
I was away for an eye examination. So, I suppose the doctors will be dealing with it shortly.
Okay,
after I've got an appointment
trouble,
on the
no
17th, problem. I think, 17th of March, to see the nurse about it.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Considering we're actually speaking about your doctors, we do need to put your local GP on here, onto your claim form. What's
yeah.
the name of your local doctor surgery?
It's Knightswood Medical Centre.
Say that again, sir. You broke up. I apologise.
Knightswood Medical Centre.
Knightswood?
Yeah, Medical Centre.
Knightswood Medical Centre.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. I've got it, and that's in Glasgow, I can see, and that's on Great
Western
Western Road,
yeah.
isn't it?
Yeah, it's just 5 minutes away from my house.
Yeah, I've got it here, no problem at all. I'm going to pop that onto your claim form for you, okay? Okie doke.
Yeah.
We need to put onto your claim form as well. Parents' names. Do you recall your parents' names and date of birth by any chance?
I don't know their date of birth, but my father's name was Archibald Hamilton McMillan. Deceased a long time ago when I was 9 years old, apparently.
Okay.
And my mother's
and your,
name.
Yes.
My mother's name was Johanna O'Neill.
Name?
Johanna O'Neill.
Johanna.
Yeah.
Johanna O'Neill.
McMillan. Well, when she married my dad, it was McMillan. Yeah, that was O'Neill.
No problem at all. I'll place that onto your report for you, okay? Bear me just one moment. If you do go quiet, I'm not ignoring you. I'm just updating your report, okay?
All right.
Now, do you have any siblings at all? Do you have any brothers or sisters, Margaret?
Yes, I've got just now left. There's only four of us left. Yeah, one day.
Okay,
one,
how
two,
many
one.
Are there in total?
There was seven of us.
There's only four
alive today. I'm one of them.
So because you've got seven siblings, they still will be on records. Okay, so I'll just need to take the name of the siblings. I know you've got seven, but we'll try and breeze through them as quickly as we can, okay? So start with the first sibling's name, please.
James McMillan.
James McMillan?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And Samuel McMillan. I'm going by age here.
Mr. Samuel.
McMillan.
Yeah, that's fine, no problem at all. Samuel,
then
give me a moment.
Grace.
Samuel.
McMillan.
And it was Grace McMillan.
Grace McMillan, then it was myself, then it was Archibald McMillan.
Then it was Archibald McMillan as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
then,
yes.
Then there were a William McMillan.
Okay.
And then finally there were a Catherine McMillan. She's still
Catherine?
Living. Yeah. Catherine.
How are you spelling that? Is it Kathleen?
Catherine.
Catherine, okay.
Catherine.
McMillan.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine, no problem at all.
But none of them were in
pop them
a
down.
Home. Well, my brother Archie was in a home, but the rest went in a home.
Okay, that's fine, no problem at all. So do you know, in regards to any addresses that you lived at before going into a home, how old was you when you went into child services?
I was actually in foster care, but I can remember. I was living in Dumbarton till I was 7 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And then from I was seven to I was nine, I get put back to my mother, and that's when the trouble started.
Yeah.
And then I went into a home in Neil Street for a short time, and then I went into Quarriers after that.
So before you went into care, do you remember the name of the name of the street or where you lived?
My mother's home. It was I think it was 25. But it was Auchendarra Street in Greenock. Anyway, I think it was 25.
25, was it Darragh Street, did you say?
No, Auchendarra. I don't think it, I think
how it's been pulled
down now. I'm trying to think. A-U-C-H, I think.
Yeah.
And then Darragh.
Yeah.
I think it's pulled down now, actually.
Oh, is it Milton of Campsie in Glasgow?
No, it was in Greenock.
It was in Greenock, was it?
Yeah, Auchendarra Street. Just behind, near Capello, you know.
Yeah.
The football stadium.
Okay, I've got A-U-C-H. What do you reckon the rest was, how was it spelled, the rest of it?
I think D-A-R-R-O-C-K, I think. I'm not sure. I think a long time ago.
Okay. Don't worry, I'll just pop that on there. I'm just going to have a quick look, okay, to see if there's anything on system. I'll pop that onto there for the records, okay. Bear with me just one more, just so they can match up the records, that's all it is.
Mm.
Alright, do you know the local authority you was cared under? Was it Glasgow Council?
No, I think it would have been Greenock. I think it was Greenock, the social work department, I think, yeah.
Greenock Council, yeah?
Yeah, Greenock Social Work Department I was under, so I don't know, I can't tell you.
Okay, don't worry about it, just the best of your ability.
A long time ago.
We'll match up with records, I can imagine it was okay. So, when you went into care, what was the age, how old do you think you was?
I was 9.
9 years old, okay,
yeah.
Give me a second. And how many establishments were you at?
Well, I was in Quarriers from I was 9, so I think I was in Neil Street before that, but I don't know, I can't remember how long I was in. That Neil Street was in Greenock, and then until they got me a place in Quarriers, and then I went to Quarriers at 9 years old, so I don't know how long I was in Neil Street,
okay,
so I can't remember.
Was you at Quarriers from 9 till you were 16?
Yeah, 17, not sure.
9 till 17.
Yeah.
Okay, give me a second. I'm just going to pop that down on your report. It won't be a moment. And what was it called? Couriers?
Quarriers Homes Bridge Aware. Q-U-A.
Do you know how you're spelling that?
Yes. Q-U-A-R-R-I-E-R-S Homes Bridge Aware. It's a massive big village.
Okay, I won't be a second. I'm going to see if I can find.
You'll
find
it.
See if I can find any records. Okay. Oh, it was Quarriers, wasn't it? Bridge of Weir.
Yeah.
I've got that here. I'm just looking at the records. Bear with me just one moment. Okay. It was quite a big establishment, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, it was massive. It was a village on its own. I think there was 43 cottages for kids, I think.
Correct,
A couple of baby
homes. Was there a place called Love Avenue and Hope Avenue at all?
Yeah, it was all avenues. Don't ask me what, but it was all different avenues.
No, don't worry.
It's crazy.
Don't worry, I'm literally having a look on the records now, so it won't be a second, okay?
Yeah.
So I'm going to quick look for you, won't be a moment, Margaret. So I'm just having a quick look in regard to the person that owned the Quarrier. It was William Quarrier.
He was the founder. He wasn't alive when I was in it. He was the actual founder. It was an orphanage meant to be.
Right.
at the beginning.
Yes, correct. I'm here, I'm looking on the record now.
Yeah.
Okay, give me just one moment, Margaret, okay? While I just get the details up and place them on your file, I won't be a second.
Okay.
Now, like I said, in regards to the compensation, the average is around about £45,000. Now, it can be more than that. It can be less than that, okay?
Yeah.
But like I said, the compensation is there not to heal any scars. It's there to give you a bit of a brighter future, okay?
Yeah.
That's the reason why it will be offered for yourself. Give me just one moment. A quick look to see if I can find. There we go. So you was there from 9 to 17 years of age. Do you know roughly what year you went? What year you went into there? What year it was?
It was actually 1960. Wait a minute.
Would it be 1966? Was it?
No, not 1966.
I would have been 68,
I think, because
I was January,
I think, 1968, and I would have been turning 10 on the February. Yeah, I think that's
correct.
Yeah.
So you'd have been in there till you was like 1973, wouldn't you?
No, 73 or 74. I think it's 74.
Yeah, 73, 74.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll put 74 down on there, give or take.
I think it was 74.
Yeah, I'll put it there. The solicitors will check with the records, so don't worry about that, okay? Now, next question. We're only going to be on the phone for another 5 more minutes, and that's everything then completed, okay, Margaret? Yeah. I do apologise.
I do need to go to court for this.
No, you definitely don't. The solicitors will pull up records to confirm that you was there, and if you were there, they'll take your statement into consideration. They'll put in a compensation amount for you to the Scottish Government. They'll recuperate all that back. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to go start chasing records or anything like that.
No,
that's
just
what
because
I had to go to
a court case involving somebody, you know, was meant to look after us in there, and it was so stressful.
Yeah.
I don't want to go through and want that again.
That's why we try and make it as brief, short as and brief as we can, okay? We don't like to bring up the past.
Yeah,
we try and really want to focus on the future, and that's the main
that's the main
focus of the call, okay? Now, what I need to do for you, Margaret, I do need to put on your report a beneficiary. So a beneficiary is more of like a next of kin as well. Does anybody know in your family that you was in the children's home?
They all know that I was in a children's home. But I'm not close. I'm not really close to my brothers and sisters. No, I mean, I'm not close.
Okay, no.
I've got a
Do you have a next of kin?
My next of kin. Yes.
Yeah.
I've got a son and I've got a daughter.
You've got a son and a daughter. Okay, what I'll do, I'll put one of them down. It's just in case. I'll let you know the reason why we put this down. Okay, Margaret. If anything was to happen to you between now and you receiving a payment, then basically, because it's a substantial amount of money, the money would go directly to them. So that's why we put it down, okay? Who would you like me to put down as your beneficiary and next of kin?
My son, yeah.
Your son, that's fine.
Yeah.
Okay, what's your son's name?
Samuel James Ewing.
Samuel James Ewing.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
Pardon, you're picking up a wee bit there.
Okay, I've placed him onto there for you. Oh, don't worry about it, that's fine. I've placed him down on there for you, okay. Do you have a telephone number for him?
Can you not put my two children's name down on that? No.
Yeah, of course I can. Yeah, of course I can.
Yeah,
no problem at all. I'll take you. I'll take your son's contact number and I'll do your daughter. Is that okay?
I'm hopelessly numbered.
Have you got a contact telephone number for your son?
Yes, but I don't know them off by heart. I'd need to get into my whole phone. That would be complicated for me because I'd probably you could put my son down as his address.
Okay, I'll just put to not to hand at the moment, okay.
Yeah, because I'm hopeless.
Oh, can we? Okay, that's fine.
I've got
give
to look them up.
One moment. Things. Okay, no problem.
Right.
So in regards to,
my daughter's name down on here as well. Her name's Elizabeth Jane Ewing.
Yeah, what's your daughter's name?
Elizabeth Jane Ewing.
Elizabeth Jane Ewing.
Yes.
That's
and
fine. And
Jane
I'll put
Jane.
Also telephone number not to hand at the moment.
Yeah.
That's fine. Okay.
Because it would just be too complicated me having to get to the phone, wait for it, and probably lose you in the process.
No, honestly, it's perfectly fine.
Okay.
Don't worry about it, honestly. We can get it at a later date, Margaret. That's perfectly fine. Now, can I ask, on your mobile, do you use the application WhatsApp at all on your mobile? Do you know how to use WhatsApp?
Yeah. A little bit. I just send messages as well.
Yeah, okay. Because what we'll need to do for your compensation report, we do need to get one form of ID and we have to get one form of proof of address as well. So we'll have to get a letter from you with your address on there to confirm that you live at the address and a form of ID as well. So do you have like a passport or a driving license?
I've got a passport.
You've got a passport, that's fine.
Yeah.
And you have a letter dated to your address within the last 3 months, is that right?
Yeah, that's fine.
No problem.
Bank statement or something? Bank statement, doctor?
Yeah, anything, as long as it's not got any personal information on it. That's perfectly fine, okay. Now, I need to ask you this question. What was the reason you was placed into care?
For cruelty.
Okay, that's fine. Was that from parents or?
Yeah, from my mother.
Yep. Okay, bear with me a moment. Okay.
I didn't really know my father. But
your father, it was just your mother, you kind of knew.
I don't really know my father.
So in regards to the abuse that you sustained, Margaret,
yeah.
In regards to the abuse that was sustained at Quarriers Homes,
yeah.
Was it mental, was it physical, or was it sexual abuse?
Mental and sexual. But not sexual as that they went the full distance.
Okay.
But they tried, yes, and mental, emotionally.
Was that from staff, was it?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, and emotional. Give me a moment. Okay,
yeah.
Emotional. No, abuse. Did you ever witness any other children being abused?
Yeah, badly.
Okay, bear with me a moment. I'm just going to pop that on there. Okay. Would you say it had an effect on your adulthood when you grew up as well?
Yeah, because I did. Yeah.
Yep.
I'm just getting a wee bit worked up now. That's all right.
Okay. Affected adulthood. No, okay. I'm gonna come off it now. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, because I'm getting a bit worked up.
Okay.
Give me just one moment.
Yeah, that's fine. Don't worry about it. Okay, so as long as you can just confirm, I just needed to put that down there, Margaret. All right.
Okay.
So, like I said, hopefully we can get you a huge amount of money. And like I said, it's gonna provide a bit of a light at the end of the tunnel for you, Margaret. Okay. Right, Margaret, the money will never replace.
No,
it won't do, but it might it might give you a little bit of a brighter future, and it could possibly give your children a bit of a brighter future as well.
Yeah.
I mean, if you was to be offered £100,000, I'm sure that'd definitely that provide a bit of a brighter future for you and your family. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's just get this sorted for you. Come up for a moment.
Okay. As long as I don't have to
go. You've never been in prison, have you, for over 5 years, Margaret?
No.
No, you don't have to.
No. Okay.
Okay, that's fine. I just need to put that down.
It was actually
there,
my
okay,
young
so
brother.
But last but not least, what I'm now going to do... Oh, go on. Yep, because we're dealing with like over 170 cases at the moment, and our success rate is at 100%. So every case that we are doing, they are being dealt with, and there are offers being placed, okay? Like, you don't have to go to court whatsoever.
Oh,
the solicitors will deal with everything in regards to records, to confirming everything's correct, okay? Margaret, what I'm going to do now, I'm just going to place you on hold for a few minutes.
Okay.
I need to get you a text message sent out to your WhatsApp on your mobile, okay?
If you'd
like to go and get your passport on a letter, and then when I come back to you, I'll let you know what's going to happen moving forward, okay? So the line's just going to go silent. I'll be back with you in a few minutes, Margaret. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Margaret, can you hear me okay?
Hello.
Margaret, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hi, Margaret. What I'm going to do, I'm going to place the phone down for you, okay? When I place the phone down, are you okay to get me Samuel and Elizabeth's telephone number and write that down for me? What I'm going to do, I'm going to give you a call back in 2 minutes, and then I can place that onto the file. Is that okay?
Yeah, okay. All right.
Brilliant. I'll speak to you in 2 minutes, Margaret.